Well, there's more evidence the inequality between generations here is widening, even though millennials are working harder and saving more, a major study says. But Gen Y, as they're also known, will live a lot longer than their parents, and many will benefit from inheritance, so they are likely to eventually be on par with previous generations, the study finds. But as our business reporter David Taylor has found, that's not making millennials any less angry with their plight.
Adelaide Timbrell is a millennial, and a frustrated one at that.
A lot of people that I know that are in their 20s, they're not looking for something fancy. They're not expecting to wake up one day without really having ever worked hard and getting everything they want.
At 29, she says she doesn't want anything more in life than what her parents had. But even that doesn't seem possible.
They're just looking at their parents who by their late 20s had the family home, they had enough of a buffer to start a family, and for many people in their 20s now, the idea of being able to afford a family, to afford a home with a spare bedroom, let alone enough space for kids, enough space for a backyard, it just seems so out of reach.
One study suggests Adelaide Timbrell's anger is justified. In its latest paper, Mind the Gap, the Actuaries Institute argues intergenerational inequality is now at a 20-year high. It compared the plight of millennials, also called Gen Y, generally people born between 1980 and 1995, and that of baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964. They looked at financial, health, educational and environmental outcomes. The paper's lead author, Hugh Miller, says millennials are healthier and more educated, but on the whole, poorer, which makes them worse off.
The way we've constructed the indexes, when you put those together, we do see a widening gap.
Dr. Miller says the average young person faces challenges their predecessors did not, like minimal wage growth and insecure work.
We know that there are long-term scarring effects from not having a good opportunity. So people who do hit the labour market at a time of recession or high unemployment, their incomes will be depressed for many, many years and even decades. And the thing is that that can actually have significant implications for wealth generation. So in Australia, it really is to your advantage to own your own home when you retire.
Demographer Bernard Salt shot to prominence after a column he wrote in October 2017 seemed to suggest millennials weren't getting ahead because of their indulgent lifestyle. He says his comments, referring to smashed avocado cafe breakfasts, were taken out of context. But nonetheless, he's happy it's still generating debate about intergenerational fairness and the cost of housing. He agrees many millennials are having a hard time copying their parents' lifestyle milestones. But he argues millennials with parents who own a home will have little to complain about by 2030.
By the end of the 2020s, there will be a significant wealth transfer from the baby boomers to their millennial kids as the baby boomers start to die off. So there is that transfer coming. It doesn't necessarily help the millennial generation right at the moment.
But inheritance won't solve rising levels of CO2 in the atmosphere, which is another problem, report author Hugh Miller says leaves millennials worse off.
Rainfall's down over the breadbasket, so sort of the Murray-Darling Basin. So those are all are sort of issues that young people will have to deal with and likely to get worse, of course.
Millennial and ANZ economist Adelaide Timbrell says she doesn't need an index to tell her millennials will spend their lives working harder than their parents for the same outcomes. And in the case of climate change, be ultimately left in a worse position.
So it's very frustrating to be in a situation where you do have a lot of these barriers. And although, of course, you know, every year as the world becomes, you know, more technologically progressed, and we do also see social justice advantages, in some ways life is easier, but in a lot of big ways life's actually, you know, really hard as well, and harder than in previous generations when we look at our financial basis, particularly as there is that expectation with borrowing capacity that a double income is almost more important than ever. And so we feel some young people feel like they're working twice as hard to get the same or something worse when it comes to that financial security long term.
The Actuaries Institute handed its paper to the government late last week. It expects, it says, the government will read its paper while preparing its own five-yearly intergenerational wealth gap report due to be released next year.
David Taylor with that report.